Learn the issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 8:13. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Sunday night at Heinz Field, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, the rematch for this season. And who knows, there could be a third.
And we welcome defensive end superstar number 99, Brett Kiesel. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry and John. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, big man?
Good.
Are you fired up for Sunday night?
I am.
Yeah, how could you not be? Really, at this stage, you guys are the elite of the AFC, and if you win Sunday, it just puts a exclamation point on that.
Yeah, it's a big game. It is. You know, we want to get to the playoffs, and in order to do that, we've got to win our division. So we're one down in our division. We're trying to even that score.
Is there also a sense of evening the score for the way the season began with the Ravens?
Yeah, it did not feel good to go down and play the way we did and get beat the way we did. So we have a chance to play them again, and hopefully it's a different story.
All right, every team has to deal with injuries. The Steelers have certainly had their share, as you well know, and there had been talk that maybe you would become a linebacker if necessary. Is that a serious discussion?
It happens. I mean, we practice it a little bit. Yeah, I guess you could say it's serious, but you know, we have good guys that are stepping in there with some of these injured guys, and we expect them to give us quality snaps as well.
Brett, you know, from a standpoint of the fan, they look at it and they say, okay, so he just, you know, he starts out from a different spot, but there's a playbook, and there's specific jobs. I mean, do you know the playbook from a linebacker's perspective?
I do. I've been there for 10 years, and it's something I've been in emergency situations before, you know, so I do know the linebacker playbook.
Brett, you're having, by all accounts, a spectacular season yourself, and now that the Head and Shoulders commercial is viral, Shumway's claiming that was his idea in the locker room one day. He suggested it to you last year.
He did suggest it to me. Several people did, but yeah, John was one of those that said, hey, this is a great idea, and look what happened, John. You were right.
Yeah. Now I want to see it again. This time the beard should be down to your knees.
Actually, it's hilarious.
It is. It's a great spot.
It's really well done. I'm sure you're getting a lot of ribbing from friends and family around the country.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do, and, you know, I love my two boys, Hines and Troy, so a lot of fun to do, and you know, Head and Shoulders sure made that beard look beautiful.
Hey, were you aware of the fact that they ran the dancing you were doing in the studio in between takes, that they ran that on network television?
Yeah, that was a surprise to us. We heard about that after the game.
You can't trust that media horde. And now I find out you have your own salsa. I mean, it's all going your way.
Hey, it's good. Life is good, man, here in the Berg.
Hey,
that's right. I got some Brett the Diesel Kiesel salsa at Giant Eagle. It's the best salsa in town.
Hey, what do you say to the fans about Sunday night? What's your expectation? What do you want from them?
I expect it's going to be a great game. We need them to be loud and get crazy and make Heinz Field what it is, which is a hard, wonderful place to play.
Hey, we want you to hear something Terrell Suggs said yesterday and get your reaction to it. Take a listen to this.
I'm expecting a straight-up gang fight brawl. You know, I think their coach declared war on us in November. It's everything we expect, you know, going into Heinz Field. We're not going to be surprised. You know, we come out there and get into a scuffle or a brawl. This is football. This is football at its finest. It's definitely the most physical game of the year out of all 32 teams. You know, we're looking forward to it. So, and especially, tell 86, I hope he plays.
Ooh, I'm just fighting words.
He's throwing it down to Heinz.
Throwing it down, brawl, scuffle.
All those cliches.
All that, yeah. It always is a physical game. It always is between these two teams. We've got similar talents and similar characters. So, you know, I look for it to be a very physical game that comes down to the end.
And how good was it, or how good did it feel at the end of last week's game to hack that ball out of Brady's arm?
Oh, it was a great feeling. You know, anytime you make a play, it's a winning play for your team, it's a great feeling. And I'm just happy we played the way we did and got that big win in front of our fans at Heinz Field.
Well, whether it's as defensive end or as linebacker, we're looking forward to seeing 99 in action on Sunday night.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Number 99 of your Pittsburgh Steelers, Fear the Beard.
Ooh. All right, Brett, thanks, my man.
Have a good one,
thank
man.
Thank you.
It's 818 at KDKA. Oh, is he fun?
That is fun. By the way, the Steelers would like everyone in their seats before the broadcast begins on Sunday night so that the stadium is rocking, the towels are rolling, and everything's looking good. And we'll talk more about that. They have some incentives to get you in your seats. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably worth doing.
Yeah, big time.
And you'll find out about that on tomorrow's KDK Morning News.